There is some evidence in favor of the motor theory for speech. The fact that categorical perception occurs for consonants and not so much for vowels reflects the articulatory possibilities pretty well. You can position your tongue just about anywhere in the oral cavity and produce different formant frequencies and therefore different vowels. But when you make a closure or narrow constriction, there are some important landmarks, like the front teeth, that have a dramatic impact on the acoustics. Any fricative produced near the front teeth will create a jet of air that hits the teeth, resulting in high-frequency noise. Recall also the perturbation theory for formants. There are distinct articulatory regions that will bend the formant frequencies up or down. Distinct places of articulation are created that result in a regular pattern of formant frequency transition, and some variation around these places may change the amount of transition a bit, but will not change the up or down direction of the formant frequency change.